It's time for this episode to happen because I just, I've made a lot of episodes about the same thing over and over again, this fucking fan base. And I've deleted them. So what I'm going to talk about in this episode is Michael Jackson fans constantly trying to rewrite his history. Always. Now, I don't know what Taj's documentary is going to be about, but I'm not going to get myself worked up and upset over what his family does, what his kids do, what people who knew Michael do. I'm not concerned with nobody but Michael. That's it. Okay, I said I was here for his mother and his children and all of that. These people have their own thought processes and their own opinions on things. But I'm going to give you mine. This is how I see shit. Since I've come on, I have never put a word in Michael's mouth. And I have never made him seem like somebody that I dream of him being. I've always talked about Michael in the way that he talked about himself. I have never quoted Michael and put my own spin on shit. I've never taken his speeches and readjusted them to fit my narrative of him. I have never seen him any other way but the way that he has showed me and the things that have come out of his mouth. I am so sick of this fucking fan base and y'all being in your head. You're in your heads. Get out of your heads. This is why we have the issues that we have, because people are in this fan base passing around fuck narratives about this man. I am so sick of y'all. And somebody goes and makes a twisted ass thread about little Susie. Drafted the motherfucker out and type shit out like they in their own little fantasy world. Michael Jackson created his songs, and all of them we may not know what they were about. Maybe somebody who loved him, who worked with him on these songs, can tell us and give us an idea. But don't go and make up your own shit. Watch what the fuck you say when you're out here defending this man and talking about his work. Stop twisting shit up for your own narrative. A lot of y'all are deflecting. So this thread went on to talk about how Little Susie is basically about Michael. Michael Jackson was a boy who grew to be a straight man. And a lot of y'all can't handle that shit. A lot of y'all want him to be, something other than what he said he was. Deal with it. There are people in this world, namely myself, who are straight. I don't have no desire to be with nothing else but a man who was created by God. If y'all are bothered by that, that's your fucking problem. I can't help that some of y'all are the way that you are. And I don't discriminate against you because of that, but so help me God, I will not stand by and sit up and watch y'all continuously try to make Michael into somebody he is not. It is not your business and it's not your right to sit here and determine who this black man is. And that's what a lot of y'all are bothered by. You're bothered by because you can't dictate who the fuck he was and who he is still to this day. Calling yourself a fan. You should be ashamed of yourselves out here. Sitting up retweeting this shit. And then you sit up and you applaud the person that made the fucking thread. There's no fucking way I'm going to just sit by and let y'all do this to Michael. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say something. I'm going to be counted. This is ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. This is a beautiful song. Beautiful song. I swear to God. Some of these people in Michael's fan base are his enemies. They're his enemies. They are his enemies. Swear to God. And it's sickening. I feel sad for you. I feel sad for you. There are so many artists who are in the LGBTQ community that you could be writing about, you know, talking about their songs, talking about, you know, their traumas and things like that. And, you know, y'all just refuse to do it. You refuse to talk about the people that really need to be talked about. You go and take a straight black man and you want to change his narrative, put words in his mouth, and make him into something that you want him to be. I'm so sick of y'all. It's time for you to stop doing that shit. But I know you're not going to, though. I know you're not going to. So I'm going on a blocking spree. I'm going on another fucking blocking spree. Because I'm not going to sit here and continue to read these stupid ass fucking tweets where y'all want to write and talk about and dissect Michael Jackson. I'm not going to sit here and read this shit anymore. I'm tired of y'all. I am tired of y'all shit. You want to do this shit? I do not want this shit on my fucking timeline. Those of you that have been following me for a really long time, if you like that fucking tweet, I am fucking blocking you. I do not care because I'm not entertaining that shit. I am not fucking entertaining. I need to calm down. What disturbs me the most about this is that Michael worked so hard to tell people who he was. And you have people who are constantly rewriting his story and turning him into something that makes them comfortable with who he is. Michael Jackson was a proud, straight black man who had three beautiful children. And he loved his mother. He loved all of his fans. But I know, I am sure today that not all of his fans loved him. And it is sad. I feel sad for y'all out here. Go and celebrate the people who are in the LGBTQ community. Stop trying to make Michael somebody that you want him to be. Quit deflecting. If you are in the closet and you want to come out, come out. Stop trying to continuously damage this man's legacy. This is very important. I am so serious about this shit. I didn't come here in 2019 to play games with nobody. I didn't come here to have no fucking fun. I came here to fight for this man. And if I have to fight you fucking people in this fan base who think you're a fan of his, I am going to do that. I am not here to draw a picture of Michael and color him in and make him into something I want him to be. I'm not here for that shit. This is ridiculous. I shouldn't be yelling like this into my phone and talking about this, but this is one of the reasons why Michael could never escape people talking shit about him. It's because you have people out here that are continuously dissecting this man. And he is in his grave for 13 years now. And y'all still trying to pick him apart. I can understand you talking about his song and how much you enjoy it. Stop putting your own narratives on shit. That's why I don't like that musical. Nobody knows what the fuck Michael would be thinking about today. And nobody knows what was in his head when they created the musical at said time frame. If he didn't tell you, don't put it in the fucking musical. I mean, really. Putting words in a dead person's mouth is the fucking weirdest shit I have ever seen. I wish somebody would ask me what I think my grandfather would be doing right now about a certain situation, certain things going on in the world. I don't fucking know. He's dead. He's fucking dead. Celebrate Michael Jackson as he was and as he told you he was. Enjoy what he gave us. Stop asking for more music. Quit being greedy. Ask for music from people who are still living and that can give it to you. Nobody deserves to have vaulted music. We all know how much a perfectionist Michael Jackson was. He was a perfectionist. Do I know what he would think? No, I don't know what he would think about, you know, his fans going into his. I don't know. I don't know. But I remember how Michael would talk about his art and how he created certain things. And I would feel like I was violating his privacy and what he built. To go and ask for more music and to be greedy and get something from a dead man. How can you produce new music from somebody who was dead? His kids don't even have full control of his estate, but y'all asking for new music from strangers? They just pulled on Prince to do special projects. Last year, the year before, 2021, I think it was. Like, I'm just, you know, I would go see the musical just so I can see that my point is proven. I already seen clips of it. I already seen clips and I don't like it. The costumes and all this kind of stuff, y'all drag it out. Y'all trying to make Michael somebody he's not, you know, but it's a positive thing because a lot of people who say they're Michael's fans really like and enjoy this musical. And y'all like it for different reasons. I know you do. You like it for different reasons because you can't help who you are. Some of y'all can't help who you are. It's in you. It's in you to be who you are. And I thank God I can see you. And I thank God I can call y'all out on y'all shit. Because you're fucked up. And that's why I said when I came on, I was not trying to make money off of Michael doing this. I didn't want to meet any Jacksons. I didn't want to meet his kids. I didn't want to meet nobody. All I wanted to do was defend Michael. That's it. That's my main priority is to defend him. And if I have to lose people and followers along the way, I don't give a fuck because I'm not here for clout. I'm not a clout chaser. I don't want fame. I want somebody out here that is going to be defending this black man in the way that he deserves to be defended. And I don't care if y'all like me or not. I do not give a fuck. I'm not here for you. I am not here for you. I don't care if you don't like what I have to say, and I don't care if you don't like what I do. I'm not in Hollywood. I don't have to please any fucking body. I live my life day to day, and I do what I want. But I'm not going to sit here and let y'all talk about this black man like this. Like he don't matter. Like what he said doesn't matter. You sit and talk amongst each other and you DM each other and you talk about how mean I am and you talk about how strict I am and how serious I am. You talk about all of that stuff. Do all of that. Do all of that. Please do all of that. Have your little backdoor conversations and all of that shit. Do all of that, please. Please. I enjoy that when you do that because that just proves my point all the more. And I love it. I love being right because I don't want anybody to be in this fan base and think that they can treat this black man any way they want. And somebody is not going to pull them on the carpet for it. I don't want you to think that because I'm coming for you. And when I come for you, it's going to be one time and one time only. That's it. I'm not going to go over this over and over again. I'm going to leave this episode up and it's going to stay up. I'm not deleting this one. Y'all are wrong. Y'all are wrong out here. You celebrate this man and you do with him what you want because you don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck about yourself and you don't give a fuck about him. You don't give a shit. You're here to entertain yourself and you're here to enjoy what you want to enjoy and you're here to put your spin and perception on shit. Michael Jackson was a black man who was straight and who was proud to be black. He followed the teachings of Jesus Christ and he consulted God. He knew that the gift that he showed to us all was a gift that came from God. If y'all have a problem with that, you just have a problem with that. But don't make it Michael's. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. Take care.